All right, I think I'm back on the trail. I just heard a screeching. It's probably a monkey. This forest, this jungle, is incredibly dense. Again, like the whole 7 kilometers that I've just traversed from 13,000 feet down to just under 5,000 feet. 3 days worth of hiking. Probably like 12, 15 hours in all. I'm supposed to be nearing a lodge where there are showers and beds. Shower, by the way. Haven't had one of those in 4 days. Showers and beds and a cold beer. I think I'm going to burn this backpack when I get to the end.
I was a long way from business in the Triad when I made that recording in early August. I was in South America, where it's winter in the southern hemisphere. But really, I was in the middle of nowhere, hiking through a remote, rugged, and pristine national park in the Amazon Basin in southern Peru. That park is known as the most biologically diverse place on Earth. In fact, on a single slope of that mountain in the Andes, you will find more species of trees, plants, birds, and animals than on the entire eastern seaboard of the United States, from Florida to Maine. All that biodiversity in such a compact area makes it a perfect laboratory for scientists to study the impact of global warming on tropical forests. I was invited to Peru by Wake Forest biology professor Miles Silman. He's been studying the Peruvian tropics for 23 years.
We're looking out over this vast area. We can see into Bolivia. We can see almost into Brazil. And so we're looking over a good chunk of the Amazon Basin. And the Amazon Basin is a place where tremendous amounts of energy go into the atmosphere, where there's a lot of water cycle, where the carbon, a lot of carbon that's either being incorporated or released, depending on what the climate's doing. And that affects climate all over the planet.
Silman is an intrepid adventurer and a widely regarded researcher. 10 years ago, he co-founded the Andes Biodiversity and Ecosystem Research Group with other top tropical biologists from the United Kingdom, the United States, and Peru. Over the course of this series, you'll hear more from Miles Silman and his international colleagues. You'll learn about their research, which has gone largely unreported to the general public, and you'll hear what it all means to the future of the planet. Global warming is not the happiest story to report on. But there is hope amid the gloomy predictions. First, though, let's go back out on the trail.
I've been hiking through the rainforest of Manu National Park in southern Peru for the last 3 hours. I've got to tell you, I'm whipped. My 3 shirts are soaked through. My pants are covered in mud because, quite frankly, I've slipped quite a bit on this narrow, rocky trail that we've been hiking downhill through. We've descended some 3,000 feet since we started. We started at 13,000 feet. That's twice as tall as the highest peak in the eastern United States. The air's thin, it's a little hard to breathe, but it's not so bad coming downhill. But this forest, this rainforest, is extraordinary. It's dense and thick and green, and just like you would think an Amazon jungle would look like. But here's the thing, it's under threat. It's under threat by a gradually warming temperature. Temperatures that are brought about by global warming. A group of scientists have been studying this forest for the last 20 years. They started out by studying deforestation, the man-made action of clearing big swaths of land for farming or for timber. As if that wasn't bad enough, the earth's been warming up. And this forest has been adapting, in some ways good, in some ways that it might not be able to keep up with. My reports over the next couple of weeks will be about the impact here in the rainforest. And not just for the rainforest, not just for Peru or even for the rainforest around the equator. What happens in these forests, in these jungles, has implications for global temperatures and the quality of life of all of us here on Earth. For WFDD News, I'm Justin Catanoso in Manu National Park, Peru.